from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
R-T-I. Welcome to Postcard from Portbred, boys and girls. I'm back and I'm sunburnt.
Hey!
I'm sunburnt on both left and right kneecap. And other parts of my anatomy, which we'll come into later. First of all, hello to Lee Banks in Spain.
Hello, everybody. That's all I've got to say because I've had a really stressful day because it's Friday the 13th and the world has conspired against me. And you know you only had one kneecap.
I probably will after now. Down there in Darwin, it's Rach.
Hello!
Mitt, cousin and man,
who I owe some serious favours to.
Yes.
But I've weakened them because it's currently 27.4 degrees, it's 10 o'clock at night, and it's 73% humidity.
Ah.
Excuse me.
What?
It's currently 38 degrees here with 93% humidity. Just thought I'd share that. What's it doing in Slovakia? Is it snowing, dear?
16 degrees.
16?
Yeah.
That's a long time since you remember being 16.
Yeah. Now my phone's going all bleep, bleep on the... Oh, stop it. Anyway, before we start, boys and girls, got to say a couple of thank yous and some hellos to the lovely people in Cyprus, to Aliania and to Victoria and to George. What? Why are you making noises?
I was blowing. I didn't realise you could hear me.
It sounded like you were going... Every
yeah. time you mentioned the name. And especially mine host out there, Andreas, who's a wonderful host. If ever you get a chance to go out to the area of Cyprus and go into Paphos, do go to the... We put it on our Facebook page, actually, for anybody that's interested. It is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful resort, basically because... You get treated like family.
That's you do nice. In Cyprus. You do in Cyprus. I like Cyprus. It's a wonderful place.
Is it?
I think. Well, you've just been.
Oh, so I have, haven't I? Yes.
Can I just ask you something, Mr. Wiltshire?
Yes.
As you return, and as you've just returned from Cyprus, why do you keep talking in German this week?
In German?
You said mit, which is German for with.
Yes.
And now you've just said mein host, which is like mein host in German.
I don't know, really.
Yeah, what's up with that? What's happened to you?
I don't know.
Yeah. You've had that disease, haven't you, when you wake up and you can only talk in a foreign language?
I've been Germanisium.
Yeah.
It might have been Aussie sunburn.
It's the sunburn that's got to me.
Are you walking funny as well?
Yes. Anyway, as you all know, boys and girls, I was challenged on Facebook... And the challenge
all his life, ladies and gentlemen.
The challenge on Facebook was to upload. Oh, stop it, phone! To upload a copy of Eric doing Carrie Croakey, which I thought was a wonderful idea to begin with. And then I thought, hang on a minute. It could be a world exclusive on RTI.
And that's what it's become.
And by doing it this way, I can shorten it down a bit. Which is probably a good thing, isn't it?
Are we allowed to say what Rachel said about it?
No.
Are we allowed to say what I think about it?
Not till afterwards, because you're not supposed to have heard it yet. You've ruined the script.
Oh, right. We haven't heard it, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you haven't.
No.
What are you talking about, Lee?
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I have no idea what Eric's talking about. Have you been doing karaoke, Eric?
Yes,
Did
Lee.
Did you do karaoke in Germany, in German?
No.
In Cyprus?
In English in Cyprus.
Were you known as the singing lobster?
No, I was described as the rock god.
He means karaoke queen, actually.
Oh, my word.
Lay it on us.
Shall we stop and start the show again?
Yeah, probably a good idea. Anyway, so as not to embarrass the world too much or cause major exits from the world up to the moon or something. We've managed to cut down 15 minutes to 54 seconds.
We're not supposed to know that.
No, that's what I'm just saying. I've just done that.
Oh, you can say that, can't you? Because you've heard it. We haven't.
I sang it.
No, that's right. I'm saying you can say it because you've heard it. Yes. We don't know about it. Right. So we can say it about 54 seconds long. And Rachel's saying it should be 50 seconds too long.
Ah.
Because we've not heard it.
That's right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Don't confuse the matter.
No. Anyway, that aside, here we go then, boys and girls. Three, two, oh no, hang on. Protect your ears. If you are of a nervous disposition, please tune away for the next 54 seconds.
A bit louder. Athos is never going to hear you if you do ooh 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 like mice. So nice and loud this time, chaps.
Sweet Caroline.
Hello? Are you anybody there? Anybody left?
I didn't know you couldn't sing, Eric.
Thank you.
I did. I knew. I've got a really philanthropic idea for what you can do with that.
Go on.
That piece of audio. I think you should send it to Poisons Information and the Drug Crisis Centre.
Right.
In order to induce vomiting in a crisis.
Thank you.
I think that would be a generous thing for you to do.
What were you singing? Maybe because I'm a Londoner.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what he's singing.
I have to say, this is why Ray Dolby died, isn't it? He heard it. He played it for him, didn't you?
He wanted to get into his grave so he could roll around in it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, Cyprus. There wasn't any war in Cyprus, you know. They just sent the gunships out because they heard him singing and thought something terrible was happening.
Everybody just sort of lay down.
Where's this singing lobster?
My audience loved me.
I'm sure they did because they thought they weren't laughing at you at all.
No.
They were laughing with you.
Yes.
Yes, they were. And at you. And probably. Behind your back.
Yes, probably.
Were they trying to smash the plates over your head instead of the floor?
No.
That's Greekish.
No, because I had a crash helmet on.
Did you? Oh.
No. Anyway,
anyway,
thank you to Andreas and George, wonderful hosts. Thanks to the girls out there, wonderful ladies looking after us, spoiling us rotten. You were absolutely lovely. Pleasure to meet you. And hi to Shirley in the Netherlands. We also had a bit of a gig.
Don't
with...
call me Shirley.
Shirley? What? Who happens to be a bit of a radio anorak as well.
Oh!
In my elements. In Cyprus.
I'm just chopped up.
Stop it.
I've choked on my mint.
Oh, thank you very much. Anyway.
I've had a brilliant idea.
Yes.
Oh. It happens rarely, but I've had one.
What?
Just down the road from where I live.
I'm going to go get a camera.
Shut up, you. I'm getting heckled.
Good.
Just down the road from where I live.
Is that like Singles?
Yeah. There's a sports club, and they have karaoke there, and you can win a meat tray.
Really?
So I think it's a back challenge that I should go and get some audio of my own.
Yes. And then we can hurl abuse at you as well.
Yeah!
There's a campsite down here where all the expat Brits go and do karaoke on a Friday night. I'm going to go there.
I think you should. I think we need to do this as a family
Why
thing.
Don't Let's we do karaoke that. Across the world?
Yes.
It won't work. Digital encryption.
I'm not doing it in a graveyard.
Anyway, listen, let's get on. Once again, thanks to everybody out in Pathos. You're lovely. And look forward to seeing you again soon. Also, hi to the guys in Talk Radio X and everywhere else. Lovely to have you along with us. I hope you're still there. after all that. Sad news to start off with, Ray Dolby, who pioneered surround sound systems, has sadly died at the age of 80. What a clever bloke.
He was.
Yeah.
What a clever bloke. And I can assure you, I know I mentioned it before, but the latest version of Dolby that they're putting into films, cinemas now, is so good. Seriously, when a helicopter flew overhead, I was in the Dolby private cinema in the Dolby Labs in London earlier in the year, and as the helicopter flew over the top of us, nearly everybody in the cinema ducked.
Wow.
Because the sound was so awesome.
So good. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. So apart from the facts of him starting his life by trying to get rid of the hiss off of tape, which is probably mission impossible, because they never stopped hissing. Well, they did a bit. He just did so many wonderful things with sound. And I have to say, Mr. Dolby, sir, thank you very much for your headphones that you gave me. They are outstanding. I have never heard headphones like them. Brilliant. Absolutely.
What is Dolby surround sound?
How many hours have you got?
Yeah.
You have 10 seconds starting now.
It's a system. It's a system for creating the most amazing sound in cinemas.
I had a Dolby switch on my 1976 Stacker system.
Yes.
And it didn't really do anything.
Well, if it was on tape, it would have sort of nulled out some of the noise.
Oh, it did. That's what it did do. It took the hiss off the tape, didn't it?
What did I just say?
And nobody just filtered through my stressed head that I used to do something with a Dolby, and it did. It took the hiss out of tape.
Yes. I just
prosperously appreciating this inventor.
I want to go back to Cyprus again. I want to go back to Cyprus again. Anyway.
Have they got a new flag in Cyprus with a big red lobster on it wearing a lumberjack shirt?
No.
That's what he looked like, ladies and gentlemen. His comb over was all standing up on end. He looked surprised. His face was as if somebody had just smashed a big red tomato into it, and he got a blue open all the way down the front, showing his medallions, if you forgive the phraseology, lumberjack shirt on. And he thought he looked cool. Here I am, king of rock and roll. I am the new Elvis. He looked like Elvis's beef burger.
Oh, gee, I'm going to cough.
Don't cough, you told me off for coughing.
Yeah, well, I've got a cough button, I'm all right.
I choked on a minute.
Oh, my God.
Let's get on with the news. It's supposed to be a news programme. There's people in Cyprus listening to this. And going,
oh, no, sorry, Cyprus. Oh,
God. You don't have to relive it.
Oh, God. Oh, heck. Right. Here we go.
Are you going to do this news program or not?
Here we go. A great story. I love this story. It's wonderful. The amount of times the media attacks youngsters for doing bad things. Eureka.
Don't do a smelly joke, Rachel.
Eureka.
Yeah, I was so close. You know me so well.
I know I was going to do it as well, particularly when he said it twice.
Eureka.
Four times. Okay. And we've still not done the smell joke.
Eureka falafel.
Eureka, eureka, eureka. Somebody has actually gone public because they've caught some kids on a camera doing something good, and the media has picked up on it. Amazing.
Do you know this? This is a completely unwarranted attack on the press yet again of Mr. Wiltshire. The only reason he picked up on it is because it's the first time any kids have ever done anything good, and they weren't kids anyway. They were in their 30s.
They were teenagers.
They weren't.
What are they doing? Are they burning One Direction albums or something?
So anyway, what happened, for those of you that don't know, I've got an echo on me. This is really weird.
I know you. I've gone really funny.
It's Rach.
Have you? Is it me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel, do I need to go outside into the garden further?
I think so.
Anyway, the
nice thing is these kids were caught on a CCTV camera as they fixed a bike rack. Who hasn't got headphones on?
Who hasn't got what on?
Headphones.
I don't.
I headphones on. I'm a good boy.
It's Rachel then.
You're a naughty girl, Rachel. When to let your headphones down?
Yes, we had a bit of an echo. We've still got one, Rach.
Put your headphones on.
Do I go further? I've got it all attached to a great big extension. This is so radio.
I know.
How's that?
Bad.
How's this?
Worse?
While you talk about her headphones, should I just say these five grown-up men, right, had so little to do in their lives that on the way to the pubs, which means they're not very interesting as drinking men either, they stopped and fixed a damaged metal bike rack. And the English press,
they were on the way back from a pub at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I've read it the wrong way around.
You have. They were on their way back from a pub.
I've got to check that.
They were on their way back from a pub at 3 o'clock in the morning. They saw a bike rack which had been bent by some idiots. So they decided to be public spirited. They decided to be public spirited and straighten it up for bicycle users.
Excuse me, it doesn't say anywhere in here that it was 3 o'clock in the morning and they were on the way back from the pub. There is nothing to indicate that in this story.
Lee,
it's just a complete fallacious lie.
Lee, what does
just
Lee?
Up.
Lee, on line four, what does it say? 0300 BST. What time is that?
Big stupid. What? Where?
Line
it
three.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't. Oh. 30 minutes straight in the metal fork at. Oh, I thought it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's 3 o'clock in the morning.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I apologise to Mr. Wiltshire profusely for interfering and trying to make him look stupid. I understand that he can do that himself very easily.
Yes, I can be.
And I should not really do.
I can be a lobster on my own. It's all right.
My headline on the next story is far better than yours.
Well, it might have been for you, but there you go. Anyway, congratulations to these young guys who actually did something publicly spirited, never bothered to tell anybody, just straightened this bicycle rack out and went on their way home.
And just got filmed doing it.
Yeah, on a CCTV, which is nice.
And which is amazing that the CCTV was actually working. I reckon this is a complete setup.
Sod.
I reckon they were drunk and they thought, we can straighten it out of this bike rack. Come on, fellas.
I think you're quite right.
They went on their way home.
Yeah, they thought they were actually breaking it, but incredibly, inexplicably, they'd managed to mend it. And that story's a load of rubbish.
Yeah, right. You old cynic, you. You're nearly as cynical as me. Anyway, Putin's trying to show the world he's in favour of democracy.
Oh!
Putin's on the agony.
Yeah, is he? All I want to know is he having a gay time doing it?
Doubtful. Otherwise, he'd have to put himself in jail, wouldn't he?
Well, that's what I was thinking. So his democracy thing does tend to sort of fly in the face of what he normally does.
Well, exactly right. It's like, you know, he got an op-ed piece in the New York Times, for goodness sakes. What on earth is going on?
I don't know. Oh, hang on.
Funny story, really, isn't it, though? That Putin, from the one who was insulting Britain last week, saying that the Russians had bought Chelsea and everything else, and saying that he would back Syria if there was any attacks, has now inexplicably become the peacemaker. This is like Tony Blair becoming a man of peace, isn't it? It's just amazing.
Odd. Very odd.
Very strange.
And also, the other thing that politically surprises me, and I think it's probably more damaging than anything, is the fact that Britain and America have backed, well, America particularly, have backed off. Cameron was still saber-rattling, even though he'd lost the vote. But even America's backed off, and Assad has said he'll give all his weapons away. All of a sudden, it's all become all little palsy and happy and friendly and all strange. And what's happening is that everybody's forgetting about these mass weapons, these chemical weapons that England sold the constituents of to Assad 2 years ago in the first place.
Mm. It's almost like he's sort of, you know, throwing his hands up in the air and just as a gesture, I'll give all my weapons away. Everybody goes, okay, then all is forgiven.
Yes, I promise not to be a bad boy again. I won't break into any more banks having done 20.
Right.
Goodness
sake. I won't, you know, kill thousands of people with, you know, horrible nerve gas. I promise I won't.
Yes.
Okay, so, then, sure.
Yeah, well, all I will say is time will tell. Time will tell.
I think it's worth realizing, though, that when nobody's defending the use of chemical weapons, and what happened there was horrendous and was really needs something done about it. But this chemical weapon thing isn't a new thing. Poison gas was used against the Chinese by Japan in the 1930s. Mussolini in Italy used it. You know, there is nothing new. And all of a sudden, because it came out last week that Britain sold the constituents of it, it's all become palsy-walsy and everybody's friends. I think there's something really stinks about this.
Yeah.
No comment from me. Anyway, moving along. And, guys, we are not going to mention this man's name. Because this man wants the publicity, I'm sure.
Who are we talking about?
As we get to 9/11, which actually sticks in my throat enormously for various reasons, and because of people I knew that were there or associated with people that were there, I cannot believe a 35-year-old man has been arrested in the USA for actually defacing a memorial honouring the victims of 9/11. I don't care what it was about. I don't care what the politics are. You do not do that, you moron. And I think they should lock him up and throw the ruddy key away.
Well, it's more moronic as well, though, when you do. Well, obviously, we ain't going to mention him. I think you're quite right. Yeah. But when you realise that he's an artist and he did that as a gesture to get his artwork noticed, he deserves, he could face, he's facing 2 years in jail for it. And
well, they should make it 22.
I agree with you.
You won't need 22. You put an artist like that, an artist, you know, a scurrilous, unscrupulous artist like that in prison in the general population, he won't need 22 years. He won't last 2 minutes.
No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Here we go. Lee's going to go off into one. Twitter has announced that it's about to float itself on the stock market. Plans for an IPO have been announced with a tweet.
Well, I think that's amazing, actually, because they couldn't get it into 140 characters, and so they've changed it so they can get more in. I can't get anything on tweet with more than 140 characters in it, but Twitter could.
I know, I love it. Do you know, I have a problem with Twitter. Yeah, I don't know what to do with it.
It's not long enough.
No, I just don't know what to do with it.
You know what you should have done when you were being the singing lobster? Mm. You should have sung chirpy chirpy tweet tweet.
That was lame. Where's the tumbleweed?
Yeah, it's just gone through.
I think it's a very different social media than Facebook. It's very different. And now you've got a whole lot of other stuff just sort of popping up, like Snapchat and things like that. Twitter's very much an instant pop in just a thought, a notion.
I've had cheese for breakfast.
Yeah, plug a website, you know, post a picture. It's very instant and it rolls by so fast. If you follow a lot of people, you're barely able to keep up with what's going on. It tumbles around that fast.
Yeah.
And it's just a very different way of communicating, whereas Facebook, you've got way more control over what you see and what you read and how fast you read it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. So it's a very different, some people really love it and some people really hate it. I went through a phase of using Twitter, I don't know, every day, all day. It was clearly a sickness for maybe a couple of months. And then I kind of got sick of it all. It was all a bit boring and it was just, and I said, yep, all right, I'm going back to Facebook. So I did.
Well, that's it really, isn't it? But Twitter. 2 months. Twitter actually is a good marketing tool.
Yeah.
I think Facebook's inane, but I think beyond its marketing ability, Twitter is the most inane thing that's ever perpetrated itself on the human population. Well, who's interested in what Jim Hawkins has for breakfast?
Nobody.
Who's interested? Exactly. And that's what it's mainly used for. But as a marketing tool, it is quite stunning. You will be able to read about my new book soon on there.
Yes, exactly. Hang on. I can't do this. I was trying to do something all very technical, and I've just bugged it all up.
What did he say? Did he bleep himself then?
I didn't bleep it. I'm hoping that I can do two things at once, which is difficult for a man.
You're a man.
Yeah, I'm a man. Yeah. I'm getting busy.
Lie down. Just lie down.
Hang on, I don't know what I'm doing now. Oh, heck.
Oh, heck.
I've got things doing things. and it's not working.
Rachel, should we talk amongst ourselves?
No.
Well, I will. I was about to say, I'm a bit frightened because I'm in the middle of the lawn now.
I think
sprinklers are due to go off.
Yeah, I know. Rachel, I know you're in the... Rachel, hang on. Rachel, I'm in the middle of... you're in the middle of the lawn. Lee's in the middle of his flat. I'm trying to talk to the chairman on the phone whilst doing a radio programme and trying to say to him, would he like to say hello to the world?
Say hello, yes.
Yeah, and can you say hello? Hang on. Let's put you on speaker. This might work. I might make it work. I might make it work. See if we can do this. Put the boss on speaker. Let's try this. Can you hear me, Jan?
I can.
Oh, and everybody else can hear you as well now, so you can say hello to the world.
Hello to the world.
Yeah. Lee is saying hello, and so is Rachel. And I'll speak to you in a little bit, all right?
It's from me. It's hello, good afternoon, and welcome.
Yeah. See you later, mate. Take care. Bye-bye. that's the way you put people on the spot. Anyway, moving along very quickly. Here we go. Before we start the next story, two stories very briefly. Once I was sent my uncle's bank statement by the bank in a letter. Secondly, the bank lost all my money and then had to send out letters. There's a dog. Letters to people to say I was a wonderful human being. So before anybody criticises the banks, Santander bank hacking plot, the police have arrested everybody. How good news is that?
I think that's very good news. But why were they involved in a hacking plot in the first place?
I don't know. And do you know what?
We're not going to find out, are we?
We don't care because we're not going to find out because they're not going to tell us. And the great news is... they've solved the plot before it happened, and now we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back in part two. Don't go away, everybody.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.